All right, welcome to the seventh edition of the Propelling Breeze podcast. My name is Brian Bunkers, 737 captain for United Airlines, also part of the ALPA National SPSC GO team. And I'm here today with Jordan Kaiser. He's the chair of the communications committee for Breeze MEC. Jordan, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me and introducing me. Like I said, my name is Jordan Kaiser. I'm a captain on the E-Jet here at Breeze Airways. Been with the company for a little over 2 years now, and been involved with the ALPA effort here from the start to kind of pave our way forward to become the best airline for everyone here.
Awesome. And so we're here to talk about the communications committees. And what are some of the goals, the main goals of the communications committees?
So the communications committee is, our goals are pretty simple. We want to make sure every pilot at Breeze, every member of ALPA is as educated as possible. There's a lot going on between management, negotiations, just everyday line flying. And it's my goal to make sure everyone knows as much as possible so they can make as the best informed decision possible for them and for the safety and future of the airline.
So it sounds like you're really in charge of creating a consistent message for the MEC.
Yeah, exactly. I work at the behest of the MEC to make sure their message is spread as widely as possible.
And so what resources do the communications committee provide?
So our typical methods of getting that information out to everyone. We have our emails that will come from different committees, direct from the MEC, negotiations committee and their parlay newsletter, scheduling committee, and as required from any other committee or person who has something they need to send out. We have a really good tool called the Textcaster. If you're not signed up for it, we'll make sure to get you a link for that. It's just a quick text you get, just reminding you of what's going on, meetings, and even some of those emails. We're very active on social media. Please follow us. We have pages on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. Here we post a lot of general news, events that are going on, and of course, podcasts just like this. It's our goal to make sure everyone can hear everything in a way that suits them. So we want to make sure our methods are as broad as possible. A new method we have of spreading some of our information is the P2P committee, pilot to pilot. That's being started now by and chaired by Mike Sullivan. He's a captain over in Tampa. And what the P2P committee does is it's our grassroots effort. So any information that we deem we really need to get to those pilots, we'll make sure we have volunteers on the ground talking to you face to face, making sure that you receive that information. And also communication is a two-way street. We want to hear what's going on with you, what problems you're facing, any questions you have. So they're there to receive information just as much as they are to give it out to you.
Oh, that's great. I used to be the pilot-to-pilot chair over at United, and so pilot-to-pilot is just another great method or vehicle to get comms out to the pilots, as well as to get the pilots' feedback. So it's great to hear that you guys are starting the pilot-to-pilot program. I see you've got a lanyard around your neck. How can pilots get swag?
So our method for distribution of our branded items, our swag, is changing a little bit. Like I said, as we start our P2P committee, one of their functions is going to be making sure every pilot can proudly show their support for ALPA and get some of these items. So each base will have what we're calling a base coordinator. There will be information released very soon about who to contact to receive your items in person. Until then, while we kind of change the methods a little bit, go ahead and email me, my first name, .lastname at alpa.org, jordan.kaiser@alpa.org, and I will make sure that if someone near you has something they can give you, and if not, I'll make sure to send it to you directly. Some of those items we have are lanyard with our slogan, ALPA Pilots Propel Breeze. We want everyone here at Breeze to show their support. And this is a really easy way. Just something you have to wear to work every day. Just shows that you believe that by joining ALPA and showing management that we are one unit, that together we can make Breeze a better airline. Some other items we have, FAR Part 117 info card. Just a quick snapshot of some of those rest and duty requirements. Those are being redesigned to make them a little easier to read. So expect some info about that soon. We, of course, have our pens with stylus caps. They were great for our charts and iPads. Flight crew luggage tags. Of course, your ALPA pin, which we encourage you to wear on your lanyard. Really show your support for the association. We also have credit card-sized ALPA accident incident information cards. Those are called the orange card. It's a resource that hope you never need, but it's great to have literally in your back pocket. It just has a quick number to call in case you have any type of accident or incident, and they'll immediately connect you with someone, one of your representatives, someone in safety, a lawyer, or someone in engineering, someone that can talk you through your issue immediately. We also have wallet-sized sign-up cards so that you can, if you meet anyone who wants to on the spot join ALPA, they scan a little QR code and they can sign up for ALPA or join the TextCast I mentioned earlier. And another item we have little can koozies. Show your support while we're a pretty social airline. Yeah, we all like to meet up outside of work. It's an easy way to show your support outside of work. Someone sees that, they ask, hey, what do you have over there? Just a quick can koozie, pass an extra one to a friend, get them to sign up. Coming very soon, we'll have window shades, sticky back window shades. We all know how pesky that sun can be, especially on landing. So just something to block out the sun, help you out, work for your car, and screen wipes. We all know every time you get in the plane, there's always fingerprints everywhere. Really, really easy way. Pull that out. Use it for your glasses. Those are a big hit. So please reach out if you want any of those items.
Well, it's important for the pilots to demonstrate their solidarity and unity towards achieving that collective bargaining agreements. And, you know, one of the ways that you mentioned is, you know, wearing the ALPA pilots, Propel Breeze, wearing that lanyard and your ALPA pin, it really, really makes a big difference. I know it has in the past for us as well, so, and other carriers. I certainly appreciate that. What's in store for future communications?
So future communications, like I said, we have our products, but we have new products coming out soon. So make sure you look for information about that. I'm currently here in the Charleston base. We have our MEC meeting to kind of discuss short-term strategic goals. One of those goals is going to be talking about the informational picketing that we've been discussing. We're trying to inform the public as to the problems here at Breeze and how we want to fix them so that we can make Breeze a long-term safe airline to be at. We're also working on our P2P committee. Expect some information coming soon. Each base will have, like I said, a base coordinator. And they're going to be your best bet for person-to-person receiving information, asking your questions, any issues you're having. If you tell someone in the P2B committee, talk to them directly, it's a really quick way to get your information where it needs to go so that we can start working on your issues.
And also for pilots to provide feedback to the MEC. So that's great. I really love the direction the communications committee is going. And thank you, Jordan, for sitting down with me and discussing some of that. Do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to add?
Yeah, it's as I said earlier, communication is a two-way street. We'd love to hear your feedback, whether it's through the P2P committee or directly to my email, jordan.kaiser@alpha.org. I want to hear what you guys want to hear about. So if you contact me, I will make sure to get that information back to you. And if you have any suggestions for podcasts, please reach out to me. We want to make this information as relevant as possible to you, the pilots. So thank you for everything y'all do for here at Breeze.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, Jordan, for joining us on this seventh edition of Propelling Breeze podcast.
All right. Thanks so much, Brian.